entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good sunny evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. And we've got a great show for you tonight on this September 9th, 2012 edition of the show. In just a moment, our news director, Annie DeRiso, will be joining us. And she's going to be helping me conduct an interview with Dr. Mark Cercas, who will be joining us after the first break. And after Mark leaves us, we're going to be joined by someone who Annie knows personally, who's been aboard a FEMA train, and they have human shackles, and we're going to let this gentleman tell the story. And then following that revelation, we're going to have a brief recount of the news with some major news items and something I'm going to cover with here in just a minute. And then in the last hour of the show, if she makes it from her trip, we're going to be joined by senior correspondent of the Common Sense Show, Suzanne Posel. Anyway, a lot going on in the news right now, and one of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention is there's a story circulating widely in the mainstream media regarding how the people do not believe the Aurora Batman shooter is authentic in terms of what we've been told, and in the alternative media, seeing more of the truth coming out. In fact, something that we're going to detail more in the news has to do with the fact that there are witnesses now coming forward who have damning details about the complicity of the Aurora, Colorado Police Department in letting this event transpire, go on as long as it did. And there seems to be coercion and the use of physical force by members of the Aurora Police Department, including the police chief, against witnesses who are stating anything other than the company line. And we're going to be detailing that in our news segment with a more pronounced analysis of this. But let me just say this first about the Aurora Batman shooting. You notice that the mainstream media has stopped touting the company line and has stopped going after veterans, going after guns in terms of this story. And the reason is because they just want it to go away as quickly as possible. And I don't think it's going to go away, nor should we let them make it go away. One of the things you may have seen, too, in regard to this case is one of the nurses who worked on some of the victims has now mysteriously and tragically died. And there is speculation that she was given information by some of the victims that doesn't match up with the official accounts, which ties into other stories we have about witness intimidation. But what bothered me about that shooting the most was the lack of response of the Aurora Police Department. And I want to say this again for the record, because this is my home turf. This is an area that I know well. I've been at that movie theater. I've been at that nearby mall more times than I can count. The Aurora Police substation is 75 yards across a common parking lot from that movie theater, and it took these brave, in quotes, policemen 20 minutes to get to the scene. District 2 headquarters for the Aurora Police Department is a block away. Again, 20 minutes to respond to something like this. This is incredulous. And one of the other things that I have since learned that I'm going to be putting in a follow-up article about this event, the doors that were opened, allegedly by James Holmes, would have set off an alarm that went to both the police department and the fire department. And yet it took them 20 minutes to respond. Yeah, we'll be exploring this and more when we get into our news segment. Annie will join us along with Dr. Mark Cercas. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in a moment after a word from these sponsors.
Thank you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Back on the Common Sense Show, where we're definitely not going to back down. Our first guest joining Annie and I is a doctor. He's also an expatriate. Lives in the country of Brazil, well known for his alternative health care treatments, and has done a great deal of research on the lingering and lurking threats and dangers associated with Fukushima. You think it's over, folks? Just because the mainstream media is not covering it, it's not over. So join me in welcoming Dr. Mark Serkis to the Common Sense Show. Mark, thanks so much for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, let's just take the audience back for a second here, and I want to retrace a little ground before we jump into our main topic, and that has to do with the fact that you're an expatriate, and a lot of our listeners are new since you had joined us a little over a year ago. And so take us back and tell us how long ago you left the States and a couple of your reasons for leaving.
Well, that goes back 21 years. I was living in Gainesville, Florida, and I really was a fish out of water in the United States and just never fit. And at that moment in my life, I got separated from my wife, and one morning I was just, oh, that kind of pain is just overwhelming. And I prayed for the first time, actually, for something for me. I asked God for a new life. I prayed with all my heart. And 5 hours later, I went to visit a friend, and I sat down in her couch, and 30 seconds later, like a tornado came into the room. It was another American girl who just bought a huge valley in Brazil. And she came running in the room, screaming about this place, and my skin just goosebumped. And I said, oh, gee, God is speaking to me in English, answering my prayer, telling me exactly where my life is waiting. And I didn't doubt. I said, can I come? And she said, yes. And I sold everything in 30 days, got my passport, burned my bridges, and never looked back.
Yeah, and as they say, lived happily ever after. So you've got a medical practice. I know you have written a lot of books and done a lot of medical research. So life has been good to you there. And I'd like to add, too, that I think you were fortunate to leave when you did, simply because of the fact that now the federal government, in particular the IRS, is making it darn near impossible for people of any means to get their assets out of the country.
Yes, that's, you know, many of us knew that was coming, you know, through the years. It's just going to get worse in that regard. Yeah, it's actually, I'm a very religious person about one thing, and that is never to return or step, put a finger on American soil again, whether it be an embassy, for a passport, for anything. It's just the way it is.
Briefly contrast your socio-political experiences in the country you're in now in Brazil with what's going on here in America today? Are there marked differences?
Well, in any place in the world, you can kind of live on the edge of society or civilization. And I actually was a recluse for many years, and actually decades. And so here in Brazil, things are much looser. It's you go back 50 years in the United States in terms of how rigidly things are controlled. Here the government's too busy stealing from the public, in a very, you know, from the local governments up to the big government. So they're not watching the citizens so much. They're really, it's a little crazy.
Well, but here in America, they're stealing from us too, but they've got us in this surveillance grid that is just anything beyond compare. And in fact, each day, I don't think there's a day goes by, Mark, that I don't see news item releases that DARPA has come up with some new way to watch us, surveil us, and know our every movement.
So I escaped all of that in a decision I made almost 15 years ago when I came online and started doing my work online. And that was I realized that everything you say on the internet, every word you type, is probably recorded or saved somewhere. You're responsible for every word that you say. And I realized that, and I said, well, okay, I'm going to be a stand for medical truth and truth in general, no matter what, because it doesn't make sense to be any way else, because everything is recorded. So I might as well say everything. Even if I was speaking to the CIA, I mean, everybody can be watching. And so one of my ways of protecting is to be so open with the truth that doesn't matter. I know I'm being, everybody is potentially being watched on the internet. So,
and yeah, that's true. And I think we're also here in the States, we're also surveilling overseas. In fact, I know that we are. I don't know to what degree. But the way I've had it explained to me here by some of my intelligence community contacts is there's a threat matrix on all of us here in the States, and they know, you're right, every keystroke, they know every website you visit, all your phone calls, all your data transmissions of any type are recorded. They even track your movements through your cell phone, so they know where you are, where you've been, and they can put cell phone matrices together. So, you know, if I meet you in a restaurant, they know we're together, and that becomes of concern in some cases for these people. So we have zero privacy, and it just sounds like Brazil has not yet caught up. But would you say that just generally is Brazil authoritarian? Are they democratic? Are you at liberty to say?
Well, Brazil is different in that the people are different. People are simpler. And they're closer to their hearts. In the United States, where people, I would say in general, much more closer to arrogance, into their minds, into thinking they are the chosen people and have the right to be, you know, and applaud their government for trying to do what everything they're doing for decades around the world. No matter how many people get hurt or killed, doesn't matter. If you guys are rich over there. So it's different.
Yes, okay.
So
fair enough. It's like comparing apples and oranges cultures. I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand what
bit.
You're saying. What kind of medical freedom do people have? Because we're losing our medical freedom here. In fact, it's going to be completely gone when Obamacare comes online.
Well, here, you can walk into a hospital, anywhere in the country and get free treatment. Doesn't matter who you are. Even if you're an American, you're bleeding on the street, you can walk into a public hospital and they will treat you and they will not ask you if you have insurance or not. And this is a much poorer country. So now the level of treatment is very simple in hospitals, which is really good, actually good, because it means less chance they're going to hurt you with their very expensive and toxic treatments, whether it be through surgery or chemotherapy or radiation or antibiotics or whatever.
So, yeah, I've read that here in America, we're obsessed now with gun control, and Obama and his globalist masters are trying to contrive schemes to get the guns out of our personal possessions. But it's interesting here that the medical profession is deemed to be a 660% greater threat to your health than is the gun control or gun issue here in America. So maybe instead of worrying about gun control, we should worry about medicine control or doctor control in this country. Are there age exclusions in Brazil for treatments? Like if I needed dialysis and I was 65 years old, would there be an age exclusion?
Well, no, there'd be a financial exclusion. You have to have the money to pay for it. There's no public access to that kind of medicine.
Okay.
So you'd be very expensive, and only certain places would offer that, certain cities.
Well, I think it's very, very helpful to people can hear some of the comparisons about what's going around the world. But do you hold any illusion that what we're going through here isn't going to visit Brazil, and Brazil's not going to model the high-tech surveillance and control grid that's being placed in America?
It's really, hard to say. First of all, like this gun control thing, it's too late for the government to control the guns. Things are going to hit the fan in the next few weeks, next few months. I wouldn't say next few years, but things are, I wrote an essay about a month ago, and finally published it a week ago, and the picture is an apple. It's like a 747 or 737 going straight down, like crashing, and the image I put out was like, what would happen if you're flying, which we all are, on this huge jumbo jet, the global economy, and the wing tip breaks off, or the right wing goes down? And like the wingtip would be Greece, or the right wing would be Spain, and the left wing, would be Italy. The world system is right on the edge, and every month that we get a reprieve from the actual climax of this huge economic bubble that was blown up by trillions of dollars of debt, when it starts collapsing, it's going to be all hell to pay. And this is happening soon. How long are they going to hold up Europe? It's weeks or months. They're probably going to start printing a lot of money again. And we've been hearing about that in the news today. But it's all too late. Nothing's changing. So I think things are going to go down very hard and soon. So there's not time, for them to steal all take all the guns away, and it's a big problem, of course, for the government. They have an incredibly armed public. Here, the public is not armed. Here, we do have police on the streets, all trained, like military training with flak jackets. No matter how hot it gets down here, all the police are wearing very heavy armament, and nobody messes with them unless you're in Rio de Janeiro.
Well, that's really interesting. I'm glad you were able to take some time away from what we're going to do here to talk about this. And I'm back, and I lost power completely where I'm at, and it'll reestablish. We've got a hellacious storm going on outside right now. Sounds like an artillery barrage. But when we come back from the break, I want to jump into Fukushima in the short segment, and we'll expand on that, and then we'll get into some of the latest in alternative health cares that Mark is at the forefront of. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our special guest for the first half of the show is Dr. Mark Cercas, American expatriate doctor who is practicing what we like to refer to as alternative health care in Brazil, but I think that some of us look at this as the only bona fide health care. Dr. Cercas, you've been putting out a lot of material on Fukushima, and even though it's out of the mainstream media coverage for the most part, the dangers are still lurking, they're still there, and we're not through this crisis by any stretch.
That's correct. In fact, even I probably published more about Fukushima than anybody else, including two books after Fukushima. One is called Nuclear Toxicity Syndrome, and the other one was a second edition to my iodine book. One of the greatest crimes that was ever put against the American people was the secrecy about what happened in Fukushima, especially in the first month, where the most radiation circled the globe. And that initial burst of radiation from the meltdowns included a lot of iodine, radioactive iodine. And nobody in the United States or anywhere in the world, except for a few good doctors like Dr. Brownstein, called for the iodine supplementation. Dr. Brownstein, who practices in near Detroit, tested 5,000 of his patients, and 95% are iodine deficient. If you're iodine deficient, means your iodine is a sponge, hungry, starving, for iodine. So the radioactive type comes around in the air and the food or anything, and you just absorb it like a sponge. So they just left Americans' thyroids as like sitting ducks. So, yes, Fukushima is still happening. It's not going to go away anytime during our lifetimes. There's a chance that they might pull something out of the hat where maybe it doesn't destroy the whole northern hemisphere. It's a very, very dangerous situation, and you can tell how dangerous it is because hardly anybody's talking about it. Imagine if a Force 5 hurricane was coming down the up through the Gulf and they didn't cover it on the news until it hit. It's that type of thing. I mean, there are things happening today and last week and the week before that have implications for everyone on the planet. There are things that are happening there, like a science fiction movie. You might be watching Independence Day where they send up rockets, you know, to save the planet from an asteroid that's about to come in. There are people there fighting for all of our lives, like this building number 4 reactor. We had a pool 3 stories up, you know, full of enough spent nuclear reactor fuel to basically destroy the northern hemisphere. And sure, they're going to try to get this stuff out. And yes, they're going to build another building, I hear now, around the old building that was partially destroyed. Things are still hanging by a thread over there. The reports from the end of August and the beginning of September, which I have not published yet, but, you know, they're having trouble keeping the water levels high enough. The water levels go down too far. I guess, and this is reactor 1 and 2. It's going to be big, big trouble. And they're having trouble with the water. They're having trouble with everything.
When you said that the radiation went around the globe and it went unreported, how toxic was that radiation? And where was it most concentrated?
Well, the concentration, of course, was local and everywhere downwind. A lot of the radiation in the beginning, this is basically the first month, When the buildings blew up and a lot of stuff went into the atmosphere, this was, you know, recorded all over the northern hemisphere, the United States, both coasts, Canada, France, the Norwegian Air Research Institute. Many people were reporting on the levels. Of course, with every single report, no matter how much radiation, it doesn't matter. It's safe. This is the official line. Radiation is safe. You don't want to go into a nuclear reactor without protection, but it's safe. Don't worry about it. That's the official story. So
yeah, you're exactly right, because the government changed its safety readings on what was acceptable, minimally acceptable, and maximally dangerous radiation levels at the time of this event. So they knew what was happening. But what does it mean to us in terms of practical health? For example, I was out in San Diego last week on vacation, and I wondered when I was out there, am I getting an increased exposure to radiation than I would in the Phoenix area where I live, and are the people on the West Coastline at much greater risk than people across the United States?
One of the people I trust the most is Arnie Gunterson. He's been a nuclear engineer for probably 50 years, and he's a real salt of the earth guy. And about a year ago, he was counting how many particles one would absorb by breathing on the West Coast. And I guess he was saying it was about 10 particles per day, which is similar to what you would get in Japan. Now, I think he switched away from that. The consensus seems like the radiation was most intense in the first month, or first 6 weeks, and then has decreased. Most of the radiation, it seems, has gone into the Pacific Ocean, and within 1,000 days, that radiation on the ocean is going to be lapping on the west coast of the United States.
Wow, that's incredible. I want to pick this up when we come back from the break, because I want to talk about what that means, because now we're into the food chain, the plankton, the whole nine yards. Stay where you are, Dr. Serkis. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors.
Born down in a dead man. Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our special guest is Dr. Mark Cercas. He's coming to us live from Brazil, and Dr. Cercas was speaking to us about some of the lurking and continuing dangers of the Fukushima radiation meltdown. And Dr. Cercas, as we went into the break, you were beginning to talk about the fact that the radiation is concentrating in the ocean. So let's take a few moments and talk about what that means for us.
It's a dark future. That's what it means. It means going into the future. Like, people have been writing me saying, like, chemtrails is a bigger threat. But when the economy collapses, you know, government's going to end up not having money to do anything, including chemtrails. But nothing is going to stop this radiation. It's just going to continue and continue and continue, and this is decade after decade and generation after generation. In terms of the Pacific Ocean, I saw a simulation and published it. I don't remember from, I guess it was someplace in Europe, one of the scientific research institutes, and they showed us 1,000-day simulation, and on the basically day 1,000, the radiation on the surface waters of the Pacific will be lapping on the West Coast. So what does that mean? Already it means a tuna fish being caught in the Pacific are already showing up on the West Coast, already with high levels of radiation. Of course, they already have high levels of mercury. One of the great threats to people living on the West Coast, and it pretty much everywhere in the United States, is mercury pollution. from all the coal-fired plants. The CO2 they're putting out is not as much of a problem as the mercury, tons of it, about 20, I guess the United States, let's see, all around the world they're putting out about 20 tons of mercury into the atmosphere. Now that's a bigger threat actually than Fukushima right now. But Fukushima, it's just a different animal, and it goes through forever. That's the problem. And so the need through not only now, but every year and every decade and for our children and grandchildren is we have to take defensive actions. But it's not the only threat. How about the microwaves we're all being subjected to in the cities and almost everywhere in the United States? There's hardly any Wi-Fi free zones or... So it's raining difficulties.
Yeah, I agree. But one of the things, and I just want to stay on the Fukushima thing for a few moments here, because you're now indicating that this threat, this hidden threat, is going to be with us generations from now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not what we're being led to believe by the, quote, government experts. Everything's under control. Radiation levels are going back to normal. There's no threat to the food supply. Yeah, a few more people got cancer in the Northwest, particularly the young, and 14,000 people died prematurely. We've seen that in the news, but we're not getting what you're telling us here. It's a multi-generational threat. So what will it mean in terms of, do you have any projections on life expectancy, danger to the food supply?
Yes, I mean I can't give you numbers or anything, but the dangers are pressing down on us. It's not if we stay on Fukushima as an isolated situation. It'll be a miracle. I mean, the angels in heaven will be coming down to save us. If that place doesn't go up, I mean, to get totally destroyed in the next few months or year, all it takes is another big earthquake, another tidal wave, and that place is toast. And if building number four comes down, you might as well evacuate the whole northern hemisphere. That's how dangerous the situation is. There's enough plutonium there to kill everybody on the planet. These nuclear fuel rods, I mean, we've never solved the problem of nuclear wastes, and there's more than anywhere. It's the biggest nuclear plant in the world. 6 plants, all the nuclear waste stored in the same buildings as the nuclear reactors, which have blown up. So it's a very, I wrote about 4 months ago an essay called Hanging by a Thread, and I actually showed, thread that's just about to break. And that's the situation still there. And if we get by without getting much, much worse, we're really lucky. And I don't know if our luck is going to hold, because that's only one threat. The threats are coming from every different side. So life expectancy from radiation, from the Fukushima, from the mercury, from the fluoride in the water, from the chlorine, from the mercury in the vaccines, and on and on and on until economic collapse and financial collapse because the banks and the hospitals and, I mean, it's going to be really challenging to stay alive, stay healthy, and be happy. This is going to be.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying we must look at this Fukushima event from a holistic point of view in combinations with other threats. Have you ever taken a look at the Gulf? I'm looking at that again after I wrote a 5-part series. But have you looked at the systemic effect of the Gulf and the carpet bombing of Corexit, which is one of the most toxic substances in the world? Have you looked at that at all in terms of the health effects on the region?
Well, I wrote a lot about it when it happened, and was happening. I happened to have two of my assistants live on the Gulf Coast in Clearview and Tampa, and they're still walking around and they're okay, and I haven't detected anything unusual. So I think in the north, more around Louisiana and Alabama, they got hit much harder. And there's just another disaster, more toxicity on top of other toxicity. How bad that actually was in the end, it's really hard to tell. Of course, nothing's been published about it for a long, long time. Though the most disturbing things were changes to the Gulf Current, which could be very dangerous for Europe, and in terms of temperature changes. Until you ask me the question, who knows? Who knows why the weather and the planet, especially Northern Hemisphere, is kind of spiraling out of control? I've had my theories, but I have another one that just thought about, and it's not really a theory. I mean, this was published this was 2 years ago, that there was damage done to the Gulf Current. Now, if the Gulf Current gets damaged, especially the heating effect for England and Northern Europe could be destroyed, and we can go into a very, very rapid cooling situation. One way or another, we've seen the weather starting to really spiral out of control very quickly. Why? Now, I was a part of a group of people who thought that, there was a celestial event happening at some time this year. I was fooled by NASA a year and a half ago about this comet Elowen. According to NASA, three times this comet came into alignment with our planet, and three times we had the biggest earthquakes in the last 20 years, and Fukushima was one of those days. Of course, many people think HARP is what created that earthquake. But it turned out to be, NASA actually contacted me and said, oh, it's just a coincidence. I happen not to believe in coincidence, but that comet ended up being nothing. So that left us with these people who believe there's a Planet X is about to come into the neighborhood. But how about a contrary theory? Maybe the Gulf Coast is a part of the Gulf Current, and that's one of the reasons we're seeing such incredibly extreme weather in the Northern Hemisphere. That's as good a theory as any.
You're not alone in that thinking, Mark, because in my business, I have a lot of international students I come in contact with. And what they are teaching in places like Russia and Germany, and I'm talking about in their public high schools, and these kids are learning this before they come here to do post-secondary education, they're being taught that the Gulf Current has slowed down, in some cases stopped, and it's brought on the most frigid winter that Europe has experienced in recorded history. And these children are being taught that at some point there's going to be an ice age come to Europe, and they're going to have to all migrate to Africa. And when you hear this story covering a couple of years from students from different countries, you have to believe that there is at least an intelligentsia in Europe that thinks this is reality. So I think you're right on the money about the Gulf Current.
Yeah, so, I mean, then we talk going back to the oil industry and its threat to our civilization. I really went out on a limb these last 3 years. I've published quite a bit. I actually have a site on global cooling, and I haven't looked at the situation in quite a while. And then with this incredible heat wave and the drought and the destruction of crops, which is another huge threat to humanity, with all this extreme weather, our capacity for production of food is dropping quite considerably, quite quickly. So we're in a lot of trouble, and people are going to be paying for it and by eating less, because prices are going to go up, and most people don't have unlimited funds for eating. So
no, you're right, but there's another threat that I'm reading about too. It's not just the food, it's the water, and in particular for your part of the world in South America, I've been reading that Bechtel is going around and buying up all the fresh water supplies that they can get their hands on. Are you aware of that?
I haven't heard that, but that seems to be an international situation. I built a, a sanctuary. I live on the coast and the point closest to Africa, but 1,000 miles into the interior, I built, in the end of the world, I built this fantastic place surrounded on three sides by two rivers that meet 100 yards below my house. Actually, it's going to be a retreat center and, you know, very nice place. And it's a water mine. You can drink right out of the rivers. I mean, the water is so pure, and because it's very high up, and it's a water park. It's just so I'm not too worried about it. If I have to go someplace to survive when civilization breaks, I have the place.
Yeah, that's it's something you might want to look into, though, although you might not be personally affected. A lot of people who you'll come in contact with. Bechtel has a real nasty history of infringing on people's waters, right? They did it back in Bolivia in the late 90s until the country rose up against them and booted them out of the country. And so that made a great deal of sense to me that that was going on. And here in this country, we have entrepreneurs like T-Bone Pickens who are buying, he's buying up the Ogallala Reservoir, you know, 10 acres at a time and creating political districts within them so he can basically control the water in the midsection part of the United States. So if people think that the crops issue is bad now because of the weather, wait until T. Boone Pickens can charge whatever he wants to irrigate the crops. So, yeah, you're right. This is going on all over, and we're going to see massive food shortages. The Naval War College is talking about the wars of the future aren't going to be fought over food. They're going to be fought over not over water, but they're going to be, oil, but fought over food and water. And mm-hmm. So I think you're right on the money with that. And so let me ask you this. What is the planet to do? We have the oceans being affected and fish life in the Pacific and in the Gulf. We've got uncontrollable weather, at least from our point of view, it's uncontrollable from our end. What's the planet to do if we're going to survive the coming food and water crisis?
Well, I think it's going to break down to the individual level or family level or very small group level. I'm with everybody else. I mean, I'm very fortunate. For every month, the system continues. I mean, for every month they extend this in present insanity, I still have a company to run. I still have the mission of getting a new medical system out to the world and helping a lot of people. But so I really don't want the system to end. You know, a lot of the comforts of life are going to end with it. And it's given these years since 2007 and 8, I've had time to finish my project in the interior. So I like that the system keeps running. But is the other side, which many astute observers have said. The longer it takes for the next crisis to hit, the harder it's going to be. And if it gets to the point where it really breaks the back of civilization and would put down in anarchy, it could be a very good thing, because that means these guys who think they can do whatever they want to the rest of us, everybody's going to be brought down to their knees. So people who are survivalists, people who are preparing, people who are ready in their hearts to survive this type of calamity, these people are going to be way ahead. Who are you going to want as a neighbor? Somebody freaking out, who's run out of food and is just, you know, going totally paranoid? Or a survivalist who's got his, you know, feet on the ground, is prepared, you know, things, you know, all hell breaks loose. He's, you know, that kind of person's going to stay centered. So, though I don't operate my life too much like that, you know, I'm definitely, if I was in a situation where I could be a survivalist, I would be one. And certainly I prepare my heart and my mind all the time for what's coming. But meanwhile, I do the opposite. I plan for, you know, I work my tail off. I plan for success. I plan to do everything I could possibly do in the time that's left before things really get
Well, fair enough. And when we come back from the break, I want to spend a little time talking about some of your medical breakthrough research that you have published in terms of what people can do. We can't solve all the problems tonight, but at least what people can do to fight against the dangers being posed by Fukushima radiation, because we know, as you said, it's going to be with us for generations. So clearly there's going to be a change to our daily regimen and what we need to be putting into our bodies. And we come back, Dr. Serkis, I'm going to have you address that. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side after these messages.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mark Serkis is our special guest, talking to us live from the coast of Brazil. And Dr. Serkis, let's get into some things that people can do on a practical way that they can take care of their health in relationship to this Fukushima radiation danger that's ongoing.
Well, just to shock everybody, one of the cheapest and most effective things people can do is to jump into a bathtub full of sodium bicarbonate. baking soda. Mixing baking soda with magnesium salts, whether it be magnesium bath flakes or Dead Sea salt or Epsom salt, that's probably one of the most powerful treatments you have for any kind of toxicity. I've written many books actually, but I'm the only doctor in the world to write a book on sodium bicarbonate, and its subtitle is Rich Man's Poor Man's Cancer Treatment. And basically, anything that treats cancer is a treatment for radiation, because radiation is in a direct mathematical relationship with cancer. So if you're resisting cancer, you're resisting the effects of radiation. You understand?
So if I could, tell me again, what do you bathe in again to counteract these effects?
Sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, can be taken. Now, there's a doctor in Italy who injects it, and of course the authorities are all over his back. But in my protocol, we take it orally. You can drink sodium. You look at the box right out of Arm & Hammer's from the supermarket. You can take up to 7.5 teaspoons a day in big glasses of water for up to 2 weeks. And basically what that does is it alkalizes the body. It takes you from an acid condition and brings you into alkaline. Now, what happens when you become alkaline, which you do very powerfully and instantly with sodium bicarbonate? Your cell voltage goes up, your oxygen levels go up, and your carbon dioxide levels go up. So bicarbonate is this wonder medicine that they don't want you to know about. In 1918, when people were dropping dead from the flu, there was a doctor writing to the Arm & Hammer's company saying, well, none of my patients died. I gave them all sodium bicarbonate. And that's a little bit... that's a big piece of information to be missing, that you can treat infections, you can treat just about anything with sodium bicarbonate, because it provides such a rapid shift in cell physiology for the positive, instantly. Then I have books on iodine and magnesium as like the ultimate heart medicine, magnesium being the number one medicine in my protocol. And in about a month, maybe a month and a half, I'm going to be publishing a book called Treatment Essentials. And I'm putting in a silver platter my whole protocol for everybody to be able to read the book as a course to teach them how to treat themselves or treat their loved ones or how doctors should be treating their patients. And it gives everything on a practical level, meaning the dosages, the methods of application, precautions. I boiled down about 5,000 pages of my writings, 200 pages of just the practical information. How to, not the why, not the theories. I have many books about that. But what to exactly do. And
okay, we're going to hold it right here, Dr. Serkis. Go to the top of the hour break, but we come back. I want to talk to you about why the established medical people are not promoting sodium bicarbonate and some of these things that you're talking about. We'll be back with Dr. Mark Serkis in hour number two.
It's true.